Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. In November's election, voters in Madison, Jersey, Calhoun, and several other Illinois counties approved ballot measures that open the door to discussing formation of a new state. They join a growing group of counties considering secession from Cook County and Illinois. Now Indiana wants to join in those secession talks. I'm joined now by Todd Houston, Speaker of the Indiana House of Representatives. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate the opportunity of being on. Thank you.
Well, you got our attention. You told Politico that we'd love to have a conversation with these counties about joining your state. What are you thinking here?
Well, you know, honestly, we were just happened to look through the election results back in November and saw the seven counties that voted to succeed and looked into it and found that they were the latest seven counties. And I think a total of 33, almost a third, had voted that way. And you know, I had also read a quote that said that the succession to another state was very challenging. But there's actually a process to change state borders. And we just thought, you know, look, if Illinois is interested, we'd be interested in having the discussion. We think we have a lot to offer these counties and would just, you know, appreciate the conversation. Constitution gives us the kind of pathway to do this, and so we thought we'd at least begin that pathway.
Let's talk about that pathway, because there have been some question about legally what it would take to do this.
Sure. So each state would need to pass a law that forms a commission. The commission would then get together and work through the process of obviously the details and those details. I don't want to be, misleading. They would be complex, but each state would pass a law to form a commission. The commission would go to work. The commission then would come to recommendations and solutions, and then each state would need to agree to that. Would need to pass a law to do such a thing, and then it would have to be approved by Congress. So. There's a multi-step process, but again, one that's a little bit easier than creating your 51st state.
We're speaking with the Speaker of the Indiana House of Representatives, Todd Houston, about many of the advisory referendums that have passed throughout nearly three dozen counties in the state of Illinois, looking at secession from the state of Illinois and a separation from Cook County. I noticed in the latest vote in November, of course, there's a number of Metro East counties around us, and there's also Iroquois County, which is on the Indiana border. There are some other ones adjacent or near the Indiana border. How would it work with counties that are on the southwestern part of the state, like those around us?
Well, I mean, honestly, you need to figure out a way to make it contiguous. Obviously, you're not going to hop and skip around, but there, if you look at the map, there is a contiguous pathway almost from west to east, and you know, our, again, we need to work through the details and specifics of it all. But, you know, we look around, we go, there's a lot of commonalities in economy, in that, you know, there's just a lot of commonalities between these counties and so many of the counties in Indiana, including our westernmost counties. And so it isn't as if it would be a big stretch. I mean, obviously, you have a strong agricultural and manufacturing component to these counties, and you know, probably a lot of the same shared values. And you know, we thought, hey, you know, they're probably one of the reasons I'm sure they're looking to succeed is you know, they want to go, you know, get to a better place from a taxes, from a state government management standpoint. And we think we have a lot to offer in that way.
I'm wondering if Indiana could bear the tax burden of adding these counties. You know, you mentioned some of the benefits, but one of the often quoted studies that some critics say is not quite accurate, it basically says, though, that Cook County bears more of the tax burden than downstate counties do. So what kind of burden could this be to the state of Indiana?
Well, you know, we'd have to work through all that, and I don't want to presume to know exactly how it would work. Obviously, one of the biggest issues would be working around pensions and those types of things. But, you know, we believe in we're a low-tax state, by the way, a state with a AAA credit rating, you know, ample reserves, smart budgeting. And, you know, we think, you know, we believe that the less taxes creates more economic development, greater economic freedom and opportunity. And we'd love to have those conversations to figure out the details around it. And but, you know, we think that, you know, look, it's been successful in Indiana about, you know, since 2020, almost 100,000 people from Illinois have moved to Indiana. You know, we think, you know, low taxes, a good regulatory environment, restrained spending means economic development and opportunity. We'd love to have the opportunity to have those conversations with those counties who I think probably are voting to succeed for many of those same reasons.
Is this just an opportunity for the Republican Party to get some digs in on the Democrats who are in control of the state of Illinois?
Well, I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, obviously, it's a great contrast between Republican leadership and Democratic leadership, but that being said, again, I mean, you know, would never even thought about this or considered it without seeing that, like, these counties have taken a pretty dramatic step. And look, I hope that if nothing else, this is an opportunity for them to maybe get noticed by I've had so many people say to me, I had no idea that mean counties in Illinois were that disenfranchised. So hopefully, if nothing else happens, the folks in Cook County and the state of Illinois government starts paying attention to these folks. But again, they took a very proactive step, and it was just our opportunity to reach out, raise our hand up, and say, hey, you know, if this is serious and this is something that people want to do, you know, we'd love to have these conversations.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You mentioned, obviously, how complex this could be if these counties do move forward with pursuing this. One of the questions that has been brought up are things like, for example, the purchase of state-owned assets parks, buildings, highways. At what point would Indiana look at, is this something that would be fiscally feasible?
Well, we'd have to go, I mean, obviously we will, we have every intent of passing a law to form the commission in Indiana. Illinois would have to do the same. And then, you know, folks have to get together and work through that, right? They'd have to work through the again, whether it's the challenges of pensions or state-owned assets. There'd be a lot of things that have to be worked through. You know, it's interesting. It's not, this is obviously probably aware of this, kind of similar discussions taking place in Western Oregon and Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington in relationships to Idaho. So I think, you know, again, there's a process in place. We actually passed a law. There's a little disputed, piece of property, and by little, I mean little, up in Michigan, where we passed a law a couple of years ago to form this type of commission just to resolve that issue. And that's what kind of made us aware of what it would take if we were ever to go down this path.
Well, Representative, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX. We really appreciate your time.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about it. Have a great day.
You as well. That is the Speaker of the Indiana House, Representative Todd Houston, joining us this morning on Total Information AM.